This week you have already seen some of the interrogative pronouns, which can also be adjectives in Spanish. We have seen the equivalent to what, que, or the equivalent to which, cual, or the equivalent to how many, cuantos. These are words that normally have an accent when they appear in the context of making a question happen. And sometimes they can be followed by a verb, and that would make them be a pronoun. Or sometimes they may be followed by a noun, and therefore they would be then having a different sort of status. They would be an adjective, an interrogative adjective. It doesn't matter so much to us, as I said in a seminar session, whether they are or not pronouns or adjectives. What matters is that you know they have to always have an accent, and that you distinguish between the ones that are not going to change and always stay the same, such as what, que, or to the ones that would change depending on what comes next. And these are typically the adjectives or the interrogative adjectives that would adapt to whatever the noun comes next. We have seen cuantos to translate how many in the context of asking for somebody's age or about somebody's age. ¿Cuántos años tienes? ¿Cuántos takes that OS ending simply because the word that comes with años happens to be a word that is a noun and is masculine and is plural. If we had to change años and replace it with something else, with another noun, then we will also have to adapt cuantos to agree with that other word that we have chosen. For example, if I wanted to ask how many languages do you speak, I would have to say cuántas lenguas hablas. And therefore you can see how cuántos transforms into something else, in this case cuántas, in order to adapt to lenguas, which happens to be a noun and is feminine and is plural. So therefore, yes, watch out from now on and try to distinguish between the words, the question words that are going to be invariable, they are not going to change at all, and the ones that will, such as cuántos, changing into cuántas.